From Decrypt Media, this is the Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. Today on the show, we're green across the board. Them prices are looking tasty. Coming up on the Decrypt Daily.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, October 26, 2022. I'm just so excited to look at those crypto prices, see what's going on in the markets. So let's cut the BS. Let's go straight into it.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
The time is 10:11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. So we have Bitcoin sitting at $20,590. It's up 5.6% in 24 or 7.5% in 7. The market cap is $395 billion. Ethereum is absolutely going crazy. It's $1,545, up 12% in 24 or 19% in 7. And it's one of the biggest gainers of the day. We'll look at the 24-hour gains for the top 100 in a second. But for something like Ethereum with a $187.8 billion market cap to be up 12%, somebody just, or something, or a group of things, or a group of people just really aped into Ethereum very, very hard. Tether is number three. Binance is at 288, up 4.3%. And USDC is number five. Running off the top 10, we have XRP, BUSD, Cardano, Solana, and Doge up 10.3%. Let's go take a look at the 24-hour movement of some coins here. The top gainer in 24 hours would be Toncoin, ticker T-O-N. It's up 20%. Convex Finance is up 13.1%. Ethereum is number three biggest gainer of 24 hours. Doge is the fourth. Ethereum Classic is up 10%. Cardano is up 9.5%. And there's been some good gains across the board. Some people, if they bought the right coin 24 hours ago, they made quite a bit of money. And hopefully, they're taking their gains. The total market cap is up 5.5% at $993.2 billion. If you're on CoinGecko, more than likely it's up over $1 trillion. Our BTC dominance is 39.8%. Our ETH dominance is almost 19%. It's at 18.9%. So just a big day in the markets. I know. I'm always the guy of doom and gloom. And in reality, can I just be happy about gains and start saying Moon, Lambo, up only? Look, when there has been bear markets and recessions, markets have always, now we're talking about the stock markets, crypto markets as well, have had gains of, you know, 20, 30, 40% before going back down another 80%. So, like, just because we're having little rallies within a bear market or a recession doesn't mean that we're not in a recession or this is going to totally turn around. And so I just want everybody to be skeptical and careful that you're just not aping into something that could be still going down. We still can be trending down, even though we might have some good days in a downward trend. So just keep that in mind. If this turns around and we see $100,000 Bitcoin in a couple months, then, then we're all very happy. I would definitely apologize profusely on air and say, I'm sorry, I was wrong. Obviously, this is not financial advice, but I don't think we've broken the cycle yet. What do you think? Matthew Aaron at Decrypt.co. By the way, somebody DM'd me yesterday and said, I can't understand what you're saying when you say your email. It's Matthew, my first name, Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Aaron, my middle name, A-A-R-O-N, at decrypt.co. Moving into the news today. Singapore's financial watchdog has proposed restrictions on the use of credit or leverage when trading cryptocurrencies. Basically, they're going to make rules to stop any crypto firms from extending credit or leverage to retail customers, banning letting retail investors buy crypto with leverage. These rules will not apply to institutional investors. The financial watchdog said this. Many retail customers may not have sufficient knowledge of the risks of trading digital payment tokens or DPTs, leading them to take on higher risk than they would have otherwise or have been willing to or able to bear. 9 in 10 family offices and high net worth individuals in the region are already trading digital assets, or plan to be in the future, according to the report. The financial watchdog also says that service providers could be forced to provide clear risk disclosure documents and obtain the customer's explicit consent before providing staking services as well. Lee Jong-hoon, the former chairman of Bitthumb Holdings, could face a maximum sentence of 8 years in prison if found guilty on charges related to alleged fraud worth 100 billion won, or around $70 million. The trial took place on October 25th at the Seoul District Court, with the verdict to be delivered on December 20th. According to the prosecution, Lee allegedly received funds from Kim Byung-gun, the founder of the cosmetic surgery company BK Group, in October of 2018, while negotiating the sale of Bitthumb Exchange. Kim was reportedly going to buy a 50% stake in Bitthumb with the $70 million in question that he raised from investors and paid as an upfront contract fee. And he was also promising that the exchange would list a so-called Bitthumb coin, or BXA, and use proceeds from the token sale toward the acquisition. The token, however, was never listed on Bitthumb, and Kim's acquisition of the exchange fell through. The prosecution described the agreement as a play that Lee began to defraud his partner, emphasizing that the Bitthumb's founder had no intention to list the token. Oh, and if you're thinking, hey, isn't this the same dude we spoke about on yesterday's show for failing to appear at the National Assembly's audit meeting regarding the collapse of Terra ecosystem? Yes, it's the same dude. Lee said, and I'm going to paraphrase this and just put it in a nutshell for you, yeah, I couldn't show up to that court because I was in another court. Oh, I have health issues too, but basically I was getting sued somewhere else. But I promised to show up after I'm done getting sued. As we all know, Elon Musk is trying to buy Twitter kind of ish, maybe will, not sure. Anyway, Binance's CEO, CZ Zhao, he offered $500 million to Elon to help him buy Twitter. I mean, what is $500 million among Twitter friends, right? Anyway, CZ promised that he would help Elon back in April, joining a handful of other crypto-adjacent financial companies, including Fidelity and Sequoia. Basically, this news was saying that CZ Zhao will still give him the money, probably, if he goes ahead and buys Twitter. I'm just actually really curious about what that group chat looked like, because it sounds like Elon just made a group chat with all his rich friends and said, hey, y'all, how's it going? LLL, I think I'm going to buy Twitter. Y'all in? And people just started handing him money. I think it's absolutely hilarious. I wonder what he called the group chat by any chance. Like, what he call it? Send me an email, matthew@decrypt.co. What do you think Elon Musk named that group chat? The ongoing epidemic of CEOs and presidents and executives leaving their posts, or, well, this one, the person is stepping down, in air quotes. BitMEX has named Chief Financial Officer Steven Lutz as interim CEO after Alexander Hoepner left with immediate effect. Together with the rest of the management team and our talented staff members, I will make sure that BitMEX continues to deliver great, innovative crypto trading products and secure and stable trading environment for our clients, said the new CEO, Steven Lutz. BitMEX also said that Lutz will continue his role as CFO, so he's the CEO and CFO. Hoepner, he joined BitMEX in 2020, but the company will not comment any further on why he is leaving, which makes me want to double down on my conspiracy theory. Cash App users can now send and receive Bitcoin using the Lightning Network. Previously, Cash App users can only send Bitcoin via Lightning, but now they can also receive the cryptocurrency too. Yeah, there's a catch. You can only send $999 every 7 days, according to the company. Sending and receiving Bitcoin via Lightning Cash App is only available to U.S. customers, except, sorry, New York State, you cannot play. And in some regulation Washington, D.C. news, Senator Elizabeth Warren and New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC, well, they've asked regulators to clarify their rules around ex-employees seeking jobs in the crypto industry. They sent letters to 7 agencies, including 2 main regulators responsible for regulating crypto, the SEC and the CFTC. The lawmakers asked how long individuals were barred from taking roles in the industry with which they interacted with while working on regulatory positions, as well as what other safeguards are in place to protect against conflicts of interest. They say that the crypto sector has rapidly escalated its lobbying efforts in recent months. And as part of this influence campaign, crypto firms have hired hundreds of ex-government officials. Their letter to regulators had this quote in it. We have long been aware of the revolving door in other sectors of the economy, from big tech to the defense industry, to other parts of the financial services sector. And we're concerned that the crypto revolving door risks corrupting the policy-making process and undermining the public's trust and our financial regulators. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Decrypt Daily. I'll be back tomorrow. And until then, happy hodling, everyone.